Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative coming to you this morning from the Powell Broadcasting Radio Studios on the north side of Sioux City, Iowa, 2000 Indian Hills Boulevard. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenrief of NAI United. Today I have a guest who needs very little in terms of an introduction, someone who's been a frequent guest on our program and seemingly each year at this time, Dave Bernstein, one of the founders of Saturday in the Park, joins us to talk about this year's incredible festival. Year in, year out, for over three decades, Dave and his good friend Adam Figus have built Saturday in the Park into one of the premier outdoor music festivals in the upper Midwest. Dave, welcome back to Grow Siouxland.
Thank you. I was going to say we could just run the recording from the last 5 years. Well, maybe not last year, because last year was 2 days. But
and I think we had some COVID interruptions the year before that.
Yeah,
so
that's a good point. So
we do need to start.
I guess we need to record a fresh one-day one.
So. We need to start anew, and we're glad to have you in studio. We know how busy you are. Unlike many times in the past, which has brought Dave in the day of Saturday in the Park, this year we're a week ahead of schedule. So 1 week from today is Saturday in the Park. Dave, what number is this?
That's a good question that I don't know.
31, 32, somewhere in
well,
there
I mean,
with a COVID interruption.
If it wouldn't have been for COVID, it would be our 32nd because we skipped our 30th year, which would have been 2020. But then this is, say, the 31st time we've set up out there. But the truth is, then we've done this will be the 33rd performance after it's done because we had 2 years where we did 2 days. We did 2 days. A lot of people don't remember in 93, and we did 2 days last year.
So let's just call it somewhere in the 32-33 range.
Yeah, on the 30th something or other.
It's been going on for over three decades.
Over 30 years. We're going to be saying that for a while now.
And I'll tell you
over
what.
Over 30 years.
Some remarkable performances. And we're going to talk a little bit about the history today. But before we get there, let's talk about this year again. 1 week from today, starting at 12 noon, Grandview Park. We know the rules. We know the regulations. Get there early. Bring your blankets. Carve out your little space. But please don't bring coolers. Please don't bring pets. And very importantly, we hope that you will patronize the many, many food and beverage sponsors who help underwrite and support this event.
Yeah, and that's a great point. And I think now that we've fenced off the park, which we started doing last year, we only have 3 points of access. And so bringing a cooler in there is just don't bring the cooler up, because now that you got to go through the entrance, they're going to just ask you to take it back to your car, unless you want to do a lot of walking that morning that day. That's worked out better for us, I think, even though the whole place is sort of a beer garden, except for a family-friendly zone that we have. Less people bring in alcohol now, and so I think it's a lot more controlled, and so I think it's a good balance for everybody. I think our feedback last year was the folks that were buying beer like the ability to be able to walk around with it, and we like the fact that we weren't finding 1,000 bottles of carried in Jack Daniels and Jim Beam and Jägermeister and Fireball, of course.
Seemed to have a lot of familiarity with those beverages.
Yeah, picking those up,
leave them at home.
Yeah, exactly. And just because if nothing else, that's how we pay for the festivals, from the food vendors, the beverage vendors, the beer sales for sure, t-shirts, craft vendors. They all pay something to get in up there. It's a 501c3. Saturday in the Park is all the money stays in Saturday in the Park, and pays for bands. It keeps the thing free, and very, very few people get paid to work on that. I've never gotten paid a dime. I'm a contributor like everybody else. Feel lucky to be able to participate in it and do what we do. And we do pay a lot of professionals to do their jobs to make sure, stagehands and producers and stuff like that, security, folks that, do a great job and that we need a professional touch to. But that's where that money goes. And, of course, to pay the performers as well. We spend hundreds of thousands of dollars every year to bring in folks like the Avett Brothers and Buddy Guy and El King and so many others before. And that's what's unique about it, I think, is thanks to the sponsors, we're able to provide those folks for free instead of $50 or $100 or $150 for a ticket like everywhere else.
Well, and there's no doubt about it. This has become one of the premier outdoor music festivals in the upper Midwest. It is free. It's been free for over 30 years. And the way we help protect that is making sure that we support the sponsors who dedicate their limited resources to this event. As Dave said, it's free, but there are an awful lot of bills to pay. And one bill that you didn't mention, Dave, is every year there are groups of not-for-profit organizations. I believe historically the Boy Scouts have gone through and helped clean up afterwards. And Saturday in the Park makes contributions to their organizations in exchange for their work.
Yeah, that's true. There's some other groups now. Later in the day, the one Boy Scout troop we worked with for quite a while went a different way. But there's other great groups that have come along that we support, all nonprofits. Honestly, I was talking to someone this morning about that. Some of the best checks we write, so to speak, are to these nonprofits. Knights of Columbus. There's a couple other churches. There's some entities that come in on Sunday morning and clean up. We're making contributions to those organizations who come out to do their volunteer work is just great. I know assembling our sponsor bags, which they'll be doing, probably over the weekend, any day, whatever, is done a lot of healing volunteers. Just that volunteer effort. I questioned earlier this year the number of sponsor shirts we get. The number of volunteer shirts we get. It's an astronomical number. And it was pointed out to me all the different areas I wasn't thinking of. I mean, it's many hundred. It's in excess of 500 volunteers that get shirts, and there's probably other volunteers that don't. And that's pretty amazing. I mean, it could be pushing 700 people that chip in to make this thing happen.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 on your FM dial. Our guest today, Mr. Dave Bernstein. Dave is a principal and an executive with State Steel. More importantly for today's program, he, along with his friend Adam Figus, serves as one of the co-founders of Saturday in the Park, now enjoying its 32nd or 33rd year. We're not exactly certain because of the COVID interruptions. But Dave, I think that's an important point that you made, because there are an awful lot of for-profit organizations that help underwrite and support this. They help keep it free for all of our community and lots of surrounding communities. People from all over the country have attended Saturday in the Park. But Saturday in the Park supports an awful lot of not-for-profit organizations who use this as a fundraiser for their own organization. So really a full-blown, across-the-board community effort to make this a success.
Yeah, no question. And the sponsors obviously are key, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce being the sponsor of the fireworks at the end of the night. Need to mention that. Supporting Lantis Fireworks indirectly. Many others, Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Sioux City being our lead sponsor, the Gilchrist Foundation, Tyson Foods, who helps present our headliner, the Avett Brothers, but many, many, many hundreds of others. We raise $500,000-$600,000 a year from corporate sponsors and individual sponsors to put on the event, and that money flows in all different directions, but it all flows back out, and a lot of that does go to local nonprofits, or a certain amount of it goes to.
Well,
yeah. And to the performers.
you talked a little bit, just touched upon the Avett Brothers, Buddy Guy, El King. This is a spectacular lineup, and this ticket would be $100 or $150 in most places.
Yeah, it would definitely be a decent amount. It's a unique lineup as well. I don't know that for a ticketed show you'd actually see a lineup with the array of different genres represented. That because it's free and we're able to do a real diverse musical lineup, it all kind of links together and works, but it's just not something that I guess you see out there a lot in that kind of mix. It's very festival-centric, which is good. And we're really psyched. The Avett Brothers we had booked for the 30th in 2020, along with John Fogerty. And then, of course, that fell apart due to COVID. So we rolled John Fogerty into 2021, and we were able to roll Avett's into 2022, which is a great thing because they normally do a 3-night, maybe more, run at Red Rocks. And so to get them on a weekend right around now involves getting them to move Red Rocks around, which they did this year, so they're playing Red Rocks a week later. That's a big thing because those guys setting up shop at Red Rocks for 3 nights plus, pretty easy for them, pretty meaningful. People come from all over to see bands at Red Rocks, so we're happy to be able to feather in with that. Buddy Guy, it's headlined twice before. Played twice before, and but he's, I think, 85. He came off COVID and started playing some dates, I think, in April. A buddy of mine promoted one in Illinois at a theater and said buddy was just off the hook. And I've heard that from some others as well, from some dates he did in his club in Chicago that he normally does in February. And so we thought we need to bring Buddy back in, you know. Again, not unlike when we brought B.B. King in, these blues guys, legends, Buddy's like the, you know, one of the last ones. And that's kind of our roots and a lot of music's roots in this country, I guess, the world. So, you know, we want to make sure we're able to present those guys while they're still around. And Buddy's, you know, Buddy's the best. So we're looking real forward to him. And Elle King is, she's awesome. She just rips it up. We've been trying to book her for years. I think she's Rob Schneider, the comedian's daughter, oddly. But she's got a lot of cred, and we've been getting a lot of calls on Elle King, surprisingly, as many as anybody else, and outreach. Just people are really psyched to see Elle King. I think we're going to have a big crowd early for her. She puts on a great show. I've seen her live a couple of times. I saw her early in her career at Lollapalooza accidentally, and then when I saw her again that night, she was so good. And I think it's just going to be great. So, and of course, a lot of other performers as well.
It's an incredible lineup, and after a short commercial break, we'll come back and visit with Dave Bernstein about the rest of the lineup for Saturday in the Park. We'll also talk about the Abe stage, which brings an awful lot of interesting music and artists as well. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Please be reminded that 1 week from today, Saturday in the Park at Grandview Park, please remember, leave your coolers at home, don't bring your pets. Bring a couple of bucks to make sure you patronize all the vendors, food, beverages, all kinds of diverse food choices, lots of beverage opportunities as well. But these vendors help underwrite this event and keep it free for all of us. We'll look forward to seeing you in a week, and we'll be right back with Dave Bernstein after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Nate Connolly, Bo Bronger, Aaron Hoekstra, Colonel Craig, or Chris Bogenreef. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber and the Siouxland Initiative. Pleased to have Dave Bernstein in studio with Justin Barker and I today. And in the first half of the program, we reminded you that 1 week from today is Saturday in the Park. After 3 decades, it's going as strong as ever, maybe bigger and better than ever this coming week with the Avett Brothers, Buddy Guy, Elle King, and Dave. That's some of the headliners. But tell us about who else will be on the main stage throughout the day, and then let's talk about the all-important Abe stage.
Yeah, the Abe stage as well. Yeah, just briefly, though, I'm looking at the weather forecast for a week from now, and it's 86 and slightly overcast, which is about perfect. Which means that it won't be that. So who knows what's going to happen? I know if I get a perfect, we're looking at a perfect forecast a week out. It'll change 5 times. On the main stage, you know, besides the Avett Brothers, Buddy Guy, and Elle King, we also have Daisy the Great. Daisy the Great's got a hit out right now with AJR, who headlined one of our the main stage on Friday night last year, and they were huge and awesome. They were one of the best bands we've ever had play Saturday in the Park. So Daisy the Great's doing this song Record Player with them, and they're a very cool group. Looking forward to those folks. Doc Robinson before, great kind of up and coming folk rock group, and then we've got two folks locally that'll be opening along with Phil Clays and Mickey doing the national anthem as they have for many years. Artificial Stars and Servant Shop as well are the two local artists playing, and that's going to be great as well. We always want to give shots to local artists every year to make sure that's you know, that we're supporting the great local scene that we have here.
That's
recovered well, and it's recovered well after COVID, you know, where there was nowhere to play for quite a while. Then over at the Abe, which is presented by Shortstaff, they've got Fetty Wap headlining and another band, Black Pistol Fire from Canada. I've been kind of following Black Pistol Fire just accidentally on my own, so I was excited when those guys wanted to book book them because they do their own booking. I mean, I don't, I don't meddle. I try not to meddle. Sometimes I try to meddle, and I just kind of nicely, they're very politely like, yeah, we'll look at that, you know. Those two artists are performing along with a whole array of regional and local artists over there as well. The Abe just blew up last year when we moved it to the other side of the park. A lot of these changes come about because we're in the second year of the construction for the water tower, which hopefully will be done after the season. And so we lost the spot where we normally had the Abe stage. We moved it to the other side of the park. It seems like it's going to be there to stay. It's a great location, and it just blew up on Saturday. I mean, there were thousands and thousands of people over there, and it was just a great place to have it. And so we're continuing to shift resources over there back and forth, moving hopefully some porta pots and things like that. We've got some food vendors going in over there now, three of them to be exact, which last year we didn't have any food vendors over there. So we want to make sure that we're covering, you know, the crowd that's over there along with the crowd that's on the other side of the park. Of course, all this is made possible again by all of our sponsors, you know, Hard Rock Hotel and Casino being the lead sponsor. And those guys have been our lead sponsor ever since they moved to town, basically, and really great folks to work with. And you know, we just greatly appreciate their support on many, many levels. And
sincere thanks to the folks at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Sioux City, specifically Doug Fisher and Mike Adams, who work very, very closely with the Saturday in the Park team to make sure this event is successful year in and year out. And Dave, I don't think people fully understand how difficult it is in normal times to contract and book and promote these musical acts to secure them. But even more so in a COVID and post-COVID environment, how hard was it the last couple of years to book this entertainment?
So interestingly, last year it was easy because most festivals weren't happening and a lot of shows weren't happening. I was pretty paranoid about our timing last year, but in the end we ended up finding that sweet spot, at least for here, in Sioux City, relating to COVID. Omicron was just starting to blow up, you know, maybe just being talked about in the U.S. like the week before. So it was way earlier. And I think if everyone had to do it over again, it migrates, right? Things move, not unlike, you know, other things. And so you get to certain times. So Sioux City was in a real good spot right around, you know, July 1st and 2nd or whatever our days were last year, 2nd and 3rd. And, so we were one of the few artists, but like AJR as an example said, you know, we have a tour, which we pushed back because to try and go do 40 or 50 dates and have all those actually happen isn't going to happen with the COVID stuff going on, which no one liked, but let's pick some special events. So that worked well. Fogarty as well was looking to do a handful. So it was pretty easy to book last year. A lot of people wanted to get out there this year. Oddly, there's this ridiculous, I think it's somewhat, it's helpful to some venues, but this SVOG program, which was a federal program that was authorized years ago, 2-3 years ago already, that finally got deployed about a year ago. It took them forever to figure out rules and get it deployed. So there's all this money with venues and festivals and everything out there. And so the market is saturated with offers, buyers. So it's very, very hard to book folks this year. We were lucky we had the AVITs already lined up a year ago. So we are really happy about that. But it's made it tough. I know it's made it tough for other venues that they talk to, trying to get, you know, artists to play, headliners, et cetera, et cetera. That'll pass as well, and maybe next year it'll get to more normal. I mean, if you look around, there are so many concerts going on right now everywhere. Everyone's like trying to make up these tours that got postponed 5 times and everything else, and there's all this federal money as well. So we couldn't get any because we don't charge tickets, which is odd. It was only venues that actually charge for admittance. There's another bill working through to try and benefit entities like Saturday in the Park. We were lucky. We had, you know, still had $50,000-$60,000 worth of expense during COVID the year we canceled. But we were able to, there was a foundation that helped us with that. And, you know, so we feel lucky in that regard. But yeah, anyways, it's the normal ebb and flow. You know, since in the last 30 years, it was a lot easier 30 years ago to book artists than it was today.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ. Our guest today, Dave Bernstein. Dave is an executive and principal with State Steel, a family business, multi-generational family business here in Sioux City. Dave is also the co-founder, along with his good friend Adam Figus, of Saturday in the Park, a couple of young 20-year-olds that had a crazy idea that just happened to catch fire and take off, and here we are, three decades later. Dave, what are some of your best memories of Saturday in the Park in the final 2.5-3 minutes we have today?
Don't give 20-year-olds a liquor license for a park, because they'll just get obsessed with doing this festival for 30 years.
There's some good advice, folks.
I'm kidding. I appreciate the city council's vote of confidence. I remember one of the council members at the time said, "We know where you live." So it turned out fine. I'll tell you, the Avets were one of my my favorite headliners when they were here in 14, and then honestly AJR was fantastic last year. I thought that Friday night, I loved the 2 days, I loved AJR, I thought they were great, I thought the crowd was great. There were people from 7 to 77 singing every word to every song, and that was awesome, and I was really glad we were able to book an artist that filled that, spoke to that group for sure. Aretha was incredible. B.B. King was incredible. Bonnie Raitt played before Avett Brothers, so that was a good 1-2 combo, which I think Al King will bring a little.
And I got to interrupt and tell you, I was stunned with how good Flo Rida was.
Yeah, you love Flo Rida, man. I think you're cruising in your Suburban listening to Flo Rida.
I
up
might
and down
be,
the
but I'm telling you,
the Flo Rida channel on Sirius or what? No, probably just on
KSEJ.
KSEJ,
on the Powell Broadcasting family of radio stations.
Flo Rida, you know,
that guy got entertainment as well as any entertainer I've ever seen live.
Absolutely. He was
his crowd engagement was off the charts.
Yeah, he was great. It was a great show. It was super fun. Everyone loved it. I loved it. It was great. Really good.
So when you look back, you say Aretha Franklin and B.B. King and Bonnie Raitt and Big Head Todd and the Monsters and the Neville Brothers. And it's just, I mean, Carlos Santana.
Bob Weir was one that was a great one.
Fogerty. You know, I mean,
there's great people.
It's a blues festival, but this is like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
In a weird way, there's been some. We've been lucky to have some great artists that have been willing to come here. I think their expectations are low, and they're always exceeded, which is great. But we just appreciate when they're, you know, because they get enough offers, they don't have to do it. I will tell you, Aretha and BB, just to wrap it up, were, you know, so meaningful, because I know when both those folks took their final bows, which they're very pronounced final bows, you knew realistically they weren't coming back. And it was pretty moving, and the crowd picked up on that, and the artists picked up on that. And I know we as a crew picked up on the fact that we were able to present B.B. King one last time. And when he put his coat on and took that bow, it was pretty moving, you know. Yeah. And Aretha was the same. Aretha was awesome. That's a whole nother show.
And we'll do a whole nother show. But Dave, thank you to you and Adam and to your board of directors, all your volunteers, and of course the sponsors, beginning with the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Sioux City, for making this possible. Get out there and make it a great day today and a week from today, Saturday in the Park. We'll see you in a week.